there may be nothing that gets drivers a little hotter than toll roads. Are they here to stay, and will they become the primary way we pay for new roads?
Well, I think they have become the primary way we pay for new roads at this point. Pretty much all new capacity here in the Metroplex, for example, has come either in the form of a toll road or something supported by managed lanes. And even if we get the $5 billion a year, I'm not predicting that we won't still continue to use toll roads and managed lanes. I see that continuing to happen. I do see us being more selective. I see them as a supplementary or complementary use for moving transportation needs forward versus a primary use.
There are a number of Texans who believe that if TxDOT just tightened its belt and became more efficient, we wouldn't need new toll roads. We wouldn't need all of these extraordinary methods for financing. Do you think TxDOT is efficient and spending our money well, or does the commission need to help them change some of their practices?
No agency is 100% efficient. So, yes, there's room for improvement. What I am saying is that I think the people there are very good at what they do. Their chief problem is a lack of resources and funding. If you have a $90 billion problem over 10 years and you've got at most $10 billion to address it, you have to make choices. When you make choices, then you leave the $80 billion that isn't accomplished mad because they didn't get their issues or their problem solved. And that then challenges people wondering how you made your decisions.
Do you see anything else on the horizon that will significantly address this need for more capacity? Anything besides just building new roads?
The most prominent is one that gets a lot of attention in the media, and that is that the Texas Central Railway, a company, is proposing to build a high-speed rail connection between Houston and Dallas. If they're successful in doing that, and they hope to have financial close by the end of 2016, construction starting in 17 and being open in like 2021, 2022. It's all privately funded. And if that's successful and you have a train that can travel people from Houston to Dallas in 90 minutes, that is a potential huge game changer. I think then it will allow us opportunities to connect Dallas to Fort Worth and to all the other cities around here. And that will certainly impact the need or the desirability of additional road capacity if it works. I think also, as with all things, technology changes. Driverless cars, apparently it looks to be more and more likely as a reality at some point in time in the next few years. Different ways in which you use materials to construct roads or to maintain roads, I think that has a potential to dramatically reduce cost. Those were things that over time will, I think, be very helpful.
Commissioner Vandegrift, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.